Mission statement from the Great Reopening. Hello, we recently had our first launch day and you can check out the highlights on our video channels. Firstly, the people who deserve thanking are all of the brave and courageous business owners on the front line who are fighting for not only their right to enjoy life and earn a good living, but fighting for us all. Secondly, a massive thank you to all the volunteers that came together at such short notice and managed to, in 10 days, build the Great Reopening Network. Telegram was the major hub upon which led towards over 10,000 people all working together towards a common goal. That goal was, and still is, getting businesses to open. One may ask, why focus on opening businesses? The key thing people need to realize is, when the people come together towards a common shared goal, getting out of lockdown, that achieving this is so much more than it seems. Spend any amount of time in any large gathering of people, online or not, and it doesn't take long before differences in opinions arise, and then it's rather rare that the differences are handled between one another in a way that would not tarnish future efforts towards working together. Opening businesses is something enough people can work towards and agree on because of what it will achieve. Opening up ends lockdown. Our government have sent out many mixed messages this past year or so, and we are now coming up to 1 year of 3 weeks to flatten the curve. Can you imagine how people would have reacted 23rd of March 2020 to the message that the government was going to lock them down for a year? One message is clear though, that this lockdown will only ever end if the people make it end. If enough of us were to come together and ourselves bring about an end to this lockdown, what do you think will happen to the spirit of the nation? When the people know that they have the power to make change and actually use it and see it work, well, getting businesses open is just the beginning. We are not looking to destroy the system, seeing as we the people built it anyway, and as far as civilizations go, it does have a lot of amazing things going for it. What is more the problem is the current way the very people meant to serve and protect us, the government and the police force, are operating in a way that is anti-human and in many ways anti-life. So why is our government going ahead with these draconian measures, questionable vaccine rollout, and causing havoc to its local population by trying to force them to stop earning a living? We may never know for certain their intentions. What we do know is that if we do not act now and come together to fight for our freedoms, the result of these global lockdowns will be catastrophic, a huge step backwards in the global living standards of the entire population, bar a few billionaires perhaps. But now, what has started in Italy has been gaining traction all over the world. Poland has been partying for a while now. No social distancing, no masks. Now, it is time for the UK. And that is what we are doing at the Great Reopening. Our next phase involves building the bridge between the people who want to go outside, work, enjoy life and spend money, thus stimulating the economy and raising the living standards of us all with the very businesses that they seek to do this. Life is to be enjoyed. Are you really willing to accept the world with no music, no socialising, no travelling, no seeing family? We at the Great Reopening certainly are not. Stay tuned for updates, keep fighting, love each other, and let's take back this country.